Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Isha bas gerim lo sinasi lakahuna. A woman that's the daughter of gerim. Here the cases where both the parents are gerim. That's what the Mefarshim explain. Lo tinasi lakahuna. So this really belongs in Kiddushin. This is brought up there. But because we deal with this inyan, so it's brought up here. That's what the Mefarshim say. So she should not marry a Kohen. Achete ima Yisrael. Unless her mother is from Yisrael. And like the Mefarshim explained, the Tiferes Yisrael, that all the more so if her father's a Yisrael, then certainly a Kohen can marry her. And the issue here is a pasuk in Yecheskel, the Rab brings, it says, Mizera beis Yisrael yikhu lehem noshim. And therefore, if her mother is a Yisrael, so that's called Mizera Yisrael. Even if it's a miktsa zera, even a small portion is a Yisrael, she's allowed and she can marry a Kohen. The Rav actually says, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, lechatchila, but b'dieved, if a Kohen would come to ask if he's able to marry a woman that has all of her parents were gerim all the way up, there you tell them lechatchila natu, but b'dieved, it's fine if they get married and they have children, the children are mamish kosher, they can be kohanim gedolim. Echad gerim v'echad avadim mishuchrarim, whether it's gerim or avadim that were freed, v'afilu ad asara doiros, even till 10 generations, and the Mefarshim explained, lav dafka 10 generations, like Taisis Yontif says, it's really infinite. Achete iman miYisrael, until their mother is Yisrael, or, like we said, or the father is Yisrael. Anybody in the chain, that would matter, luchatchila, like we said, but at least according to Eliezer ben Yaakov, that would matter a Kohen to marry this woman. Now the Mishnah goes back to Bikurim. Hapetropos v'hashliach, and hapetropos is a person that's in charge of the estate of Yisom lo aleinu. And the Rav says that Petropos, the Loshon, comes, it's Roman, and it comes to the Loshon Av, the father is Feter, and Ketanim are called Pais. So a Poitroi Pais is a play on words. He's the person that's in charge of the estate of Yisomim. Vashaliach, Veha Eved, Veha Isha, Vetumtum, Tumtum is somebody that has their male or female organs hidden underneath, and we're not sure if he's a male or female. Vandroigonus, and an androgynous has both of them. All of these cases, Mivian Veloy Kirin. So they all bring Bikurim, but they don't say the Parsha Bikurim. Why not? She'enin Yechon Lomar Asher Nosata Li Hashem. Because they can't say, the land that Hashem gave me. Now, the Isha, the Shliach, the Eved, obviously, it's because they don't have a Chelik in the Aretz. And by the Tumtum Nandroigonus, because it sounds like it's they're a Suffolk, and the Torah says, Ish Lefi Pikudav. The Rav says the Drush is until they're Vadai Ish. So it sounds like it's a drasha. Without a drasha, they would say it. Taisis Yontif asks, you're going to see later in the Mishnayos, even if we have a suffix in halacha, they don't say it. So what do you even need to tell me it's a drasha? But it sounds like there's a drasha that tells us that the Torah is memayit a suffix, that it has to be a vadaish, and if it's not a vadaish, the Torah says, this person for sure doesn't bring bikurim if you don't know who he is, or she is. Now that which we say an isha doesn't bring, that's if she's not married. If she's married, her husband should bring for her, the Rav says. Because the Torah says Uluveischa, which teaches that a man brings Bikurei Ishto Vikare. I just want to point out one more thing. By the Shliach, the Rav says that Stavka, the owner, took the fruits. In the beginning, he had in mind to give it to the Shliach. There, he can send it to the Shliach, and the Shliach brings it, but doesn't say anything. He doesn't say the Parsha. But if the owner would take it to bring himself, and then he changed his mind, then he can't send it with the Shliach. He has to bring it himself. Because any Bikurim that's fitting for a Kriya, even if it's for only a little bit, from the beginning, and that's what he did it, he took it himself to... And it was fitting for Kriya because he himself was going to bring it. And if he brought it, he would say Kriya. It has to be done with Kriya. He can't hand it off because if he hands it off, the other person wouldn't be saying it.